From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Trump says his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Putin is off to a good start.
President Putin and I have been discussing various things, and I think it's going very well. We've had some very, very good talks. We're going to have a talk now, and obviously that will continue. But we look forward to a lot of very positive things happening for Russia, for the United States, and for everybody concerned. And it's an honor to be with you.
Meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, Trump and Russian President Putin discuss various things, and he anticipates future developments that are beneficial to both countries. Putin said he was delighted to meet Trump. It's unclear if that congenial tone will last after they get into some issues that have put the U.S. and Russia at odds, including possibly the Russian meddling in the U.S. election and Moscow's backing of the Syrian regime and its encroachment on Ukraine. Egyptian officials say a suicide car bomber has attacked a military checkpoint in northern Sinai, killing 10 soldiers. There has been no claim of responsibility so far for Friday's blast. Egypt has been battling an Islamic State insurgency since 2013, when the military ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi after mass protests. Leaders from the U.S., South Korea, and Japan agreed Friday to urge the United Nations to speed up the implementation of sanctions against North Korea following the country's July 4th intercontinental missile launch. The leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to denuclearize North Korea, and they called on nations bordering North Korea to help convince North Korea to stop threatening other countries and halt its ballistic missile program. This is VOA News.